At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hawks schedule comes out tomorrow. We'll get a chance to talk to Steve Koonin. I think he said he wanted to do something with us tomorrow a little bit earlier than we do on Friday.
And their PR department put out a pretty funny video. It's kind of like what you see with Falcons and NFL teams that do their schedule launch. They're just doing a bridge version of some of the bigger games this year. And they have some accompanying video. It's kind of funny. You can check it out. I think I retweeted it, Mike Bell ATL.
Very cool. Hawks are doing a 24-hour schedule release on Twitch. Is that right? We'll be all over that tomorrow as well. It'll be part of the show. So they did release, as Mike said, I think it was the NBA Cup schedule is what that was. Pacers, Raptors, Wizards, right. Cavs. And so, but it's a slow release, man, and we'll see what this thing looks like as we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Today we're talking Falcons, and rightfully so. Second day of the joint practices. As we said, and Mike, I'm not overhyping this, and I know you're being pragmatic.
right.
But you got to feel pretty good about what you saw in the last 2 days.
I mean, look, it's a really bad Titans team. We're a team that was 6-3 in the driver's seat in our division last year, and then our quarterback, you know, couldn't deliver the football, you know, and our coach didn't have the hindsight to get him out of there sooner.
Did I tell you what happened yesterday?
Tell me what happened.
Right before, who did we talk to yesterday, Mike?
I think we're talking to Ed Donatell, former defensive coordinator with the Falcons. And okay. As we were chatting with him, apparently somebody walked by.
Yeah, I guess I may have mentioned this to you. So you know how you have eye contact with somebody you're talking to?
Right.
And Ed was talking to us.
And Ed, by the way, really nice guy, lifer in the NFL. He's out there by Reynolds at Coney. But he was Jim Moore's DC, and he was really cool with us. With the media, always kind of let us know what was going on, which I liked.
Yeah, look, some of these old school guys, most of them, it was different. The relationships were different. Anyways, but we were talking, and I had eye contact with him, and all of a sudden, the cafeteria is right there where the Falcons eat every day, is right by our media door, and Kirk Cousins came out. And you know how you have somebody in the peripheral, like you're looking at someone, but you see someone else? And I saw Cousins, and Mike, he had laser eyes on us.
Oh.
Literally like Superman. He's looking at us, and I don't know if he was thinking like, oh, my God, they're about to stop me and ask me something. But we're talking to Ed, so it was almost like we're engaged in a conversation, and that heat from his eyes looking at both of us, I felt it, and I literally, as he kept walking, he's walking, and then he passed us. And then Ed's like, fellas, I got to leave, and I said to Mike, I said, Cousins just walked by, and he gave us one of those looks.
Oof. Well,
and,
I mean.
And Mike's like, where is he? And I said, there he is. And he had like food with him. He's leaving. And I said, there he is. And Mike said, in the white shirt? And I said, yeah. You didn't feel that heat from his eyes?
I mean, this full disclosure would be the second time that we've had something like this. Now, I'm getting this from a third party, from a media member, said, damn, Kirk Cousins looked like he wants to kill you. I don't know. I mean, we do know
he did give you best wishes when you were down and out.
And I said, thank you.
Well, that's not all you said.
Wish it worked out better,
and
Kirk.
Wish it worked out better here, knowing where this was going. Just, was that too, why is that so mean?
It was too much.
Just leave it at thanks, not the thanks. It was but too by the much. Way, you
you're,
suck this
you're
year.
Laying on a gurney with your, right. all these devices hooked right. up. You just had a heart procedure and you have thanks. Too bad it didn't go the way it should
well,
have.
I mean, I was killing him the week before I went in the hospital. I didn't want to be like disingenuous. So anyway, Kirk, we'd love to still get you on the program. We put in for media requests every day. It hasn't worked out.
Yeah, I wonder
but
why.
We'd love to talk to Kirk because again, and I said this to Carl real quick before we replay what we heard from Chris Blair. He's not a bad guy.
No.
We've debated this. At what point, though, do you realize that you're so banged up that you are now hurting your team? And the ego has got to be supplanted for the greater good of the team.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback. You know?
And so that's where I stand with Kirk. Because, and I think Kirk, it's like he's a good guy. Is he a narcissist? I don't think that's where it's at. I think he just enjoys the spotlight. He enjoys being the center of attention. I think we all do.
We should have been set on fire by the way he was looking at us. I'm telling you right now.
I'd love to sit down over a beer and hash it out and learn where he's at. Because a true stud, an alpha male, is not going to bench himself. But when you get to the point where you're hurting the team, there's got to be something has to happen here. And again, this goes, I don't want to have to rehash the ancient history. Coach Ron needed to be more proactive on that.
All right.
To see what was going.
First of all, let's clarify something. If we're ever going to sit and drink with him, it's going to be a Roy Rogers. Secondly, yeah.
We'd have a beer. He'd have a root beer.
He'd have a Roy Rogers. And secondly, we probably would have to do it at a hair cutting place because that's where he goes.
What if I got him a Kohl's gift card?
Kohl's or Cookout.
That might work.
And you're golden, Mike.
That might work.
No, look, last year, and don't make this revisionist history, so excited. Love the fact that he would talk to us without a media request and just come over and chew the fat. You know,
that wasn't until you responded the way you did.
Well, again, I just was being. I don't want to be.
You worked out better, Kirk.
Orin, I don't want to be like a Jim Rome type, right? I kill a guy.
What do you mean?
Go,
what do you mean?
Where you kill a guy and then you talk to him. Hey, pal. You know, that's not how I'm wired. I mean, I tell it like it is. You do the same thing. We don't sit there and go like, you know, we talked to Kyle Pitts. Hey, man, your ear's been burning because we've been talking a lot of stuff about you.
Guys know.
Keep it real. They know.
They know.
Maybe you open it up with the talk about a haircut first, Mike, to kind of get it easily. Hey,
where does he go again? What was the place?
Great Clips.
That's right. You have to go to a Great Clips and try to track him down.
Yeah, just hopefully not that Armenian woman to cut my hair. Oh, did I say too much?
Can you imagine if we were just sitting in the Great Clips and he walked in? Like, we were just sitting waiting on him?
That'd be real awkward.
Oh, my goodness.
About the flame shooting from the other side of the barbershop. Would that be good?
We have an appointment, too, Kurt.
I really like
the
guy.
We're getting our hair cut, too.
It was a great story. Look, it's a great story. It was going to be a great story for Kirk, and then it wasn't.
All right, I had to tell you because I forgot to mention this yesterday.
I'm a Falcon fan first, okay? Falcon fan first.
What are you saying?
I'm just – he crapped the season away.
I know, but still.
And it still hurts.
Okay.
It's still real to me, damn it.
You have not forgiven him?
No. No, and then to do the whole thing, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, then get in front of national media at the Super Bowl, I was banged up.
Couldn't. I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical error.
Yeah, to say that, and then, that's disingenuous. That's where I had the beef.
Mike, I have forgiven him.
All right. Maybe that will be forgiveness in my heart at some point.
See, that's why it didn't burn right. on me as much as it should have burned on you.
I've got more of the lasers.
I have forgiven him. Right. And here's the reason why. Seriously, you know how I see Kirk now? And I would say this to him if and when next time we see him. It's the friend in your group that lied and he ticked you off.
Right.
But you're over it.
Right.
That's what this is.
Right.
That's how I see this. And I was PO'd for a while. Your friend, it's your boy. You're like, man, you didn't have to do that. You could have just told the truth.
Right.
But now I'm over it because you're still with our team.
I was over it until the Super Bowl when he then gives you the revisionist version of what happened. Then he tells you, oh, no, I was really bankable. Well, thanks a lot. Could have used that information back in October.
My body was a two.
Yeah.
All right, man. We got to let you hear what our buddy Chris Blair had to say. He is fighting for a spot. What did he think about today and much more? Here's our conversation.
All right. So today, last day of this joint practice with the Titans, we're with Chris Blair. And
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And it looked like, man, things got a little chippy out there. I don't know if you were involved in that, but talk about that, because Mike and I were saying this yesterday on the show. The second day, you know, guys maybe trying to get back some energy.
I think the intensity was high, and guys were flying around. We got very competitive. I feel like Tuesday we had a very good practice versus them, and I feel like they wanted to come out for some Avengers today. So they tried to come full force, and we did the same. So, yeah, it got a little rowdy out there, but I think we still ended up having a productive practice.
Heard the wide receiver coach saying, CB, you know, got you back. Yeah. Big competition, but big opportunity for you, man. Your third year with the team, and with Darnell on the sidelines, how you feeling about your effort this camp?
I feel like everything is going well. Just taking advantage of all my opportunities that I'm getting. Just trying to make the most of them for real, knowing all my alignments and assignments, and just being in the right spot at the right time and gaining trust with my quarterback. So everything is working out pretty well.
I always say the preseason matters because of the work. And you ended up getting a touchdown in the first preseason game. Talk about that play and getting open and your route running and how that's developed for you.
Absolutely. I think Ike Hilliard and KJ Black and the rest of the guys have done a great job of honing in on our details as far as running routes and getting open and the little things that we need to do to gain that separation. And I got that opportunity to put some things like that on tape, just gain the separation. And that's what happened on the touchdown. I knew I had a chance to make a play up top. And the main thing, I just wanted my quarterback to know I was going to win. So as long as he know that and he was going to give me a chance, I knew I had to come down with the ball.
Number 19, Chris Blair with us, guys, on Dukes and Bell. How's Penix looking, man, now that he has got the leadership role, which he really embraces? The team's got his back, it looks like.
Absolutely, yeah. We're riding with him for sure. He's coming out every day. He's making plays. He's got that swag that you want to see in a quarterback. Every time he makes a big throw or something like that, he just kind of gives us this look. We already know that he's on. He's ready. But, yeah, man, he's balling. He's taking command of the huddle. Everybody trusts him, and he got everybody trust. So that's the main thing. Like, long as the team believes in them, I think we're going to work out well.
You are also possibly and probably playing a lot of special teams. Talk about that as well, because any way you can contribute to make the team is what it's about. Obviously, you want to be a wide receiver, you want to be on offense, but the special teams aspect may play a role in that.
Absolutely, yes, sir, most definitely. Special teams is definitely a key part of the game. And like you said, any way that you can get on the field and help the team out. So I just try to go out there, and I treat special teams just like offense. I'm going to go out there and give it my best effort. I know where to align and assign. And I just want to go out there and let my coaches know that they can trust me at any point. Like, wherever they put me, I'm going to give my best effort and try to make a play.
From a small town in Mississippi through Alcorn State, talk about your journey, man, to the NFL.
It's been quite a journey. It's been quite a journey. I mean, like you said, coming from a small town, having to go to junior college, and from junior college going to Alcorn State, but I wouldn't trade it, because it really taught me like the definition of hard work and responsibility, having to take what you get, what you have, and make it work. So Alcorn really kind of taught me that, and now just being here, man, I'm blessed. I don't take nothing for granted, so just being here, it's not a coincidence. I feel like it's a testament to all the hard work, and obviously God put me in this position.
CB, how many balls you catch out of that damn jugs machine, man?
I catch before and after practice. So
how many balls?
I'll say probably by the end of the day, at least like 250.
250 balls?
Yeah, about 250.
What's that jug sound, Mike? Foom. Because I'm always like, man, how many balls do you have to catch? Man, we see you. You got the hands. Man, how many balls? And I'm like, so 250
a day.
All right.
Right. So you have to, you know, stay on top of your craft because sometimes, you know, like we get in practice and the ball might not come your way as much. So you still want to stay on top of it, make sure you still can catch the ball and focus on the little details, especially when you're tired at the end of practice. First thing you want to do is go in, get you something to drink and chill. But, you know, just if I can focus while I'm tired, I know when I got energy and everything, I'm good to go. So.
Chris Blair with this guy showed up on the stat sheet, had a good game against the Lions. How tough is it, though, knowing, man, you got to make the most out of every opportunity? Or is that just you don't let that get in your head and just go with the flow?
I really don't think too much about it. That's my mindset regardless, even if I had a solidified spot on the team or not. It's just more so when I go on the field, I'm treating every snap like it's my last because I know there's so many people that want to be in my shoes and want to be in this position and don't have the chance to. So I just go out there every time I get on the field, I'm going to give my best and give my all to the team.
Before we let you go, tell the people, tell Falcon fans something about Chris Blair that we do not know. What does CB like to do? What's different about you away from this game?
I don't really do too much, honestly, but I can say this. I can say this. It's nothing crazy what I like to do, but at the end of the day, I can say I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus.
Okay.
And just what he's been in my life and getting me to this point, I can't do nothing but give him thanks for that. So that's who I am, man.
There's nothing wrong with that, brother. You got to have some faith, no doubt about it. Chris Blair, thank you, brother.
Yes, sir, thank you. Appreciate you.
Good dude, man. As we said, so many guys we talked to, like Kadarrell Hodge, these guys are like these tiny little towns in Mississippi, make it all the way to the NFL. And now, as we said, after 3 years with the organization, it really is kind of go time. And Darnell Mooney, if you miss it, Michael Penix Jr. kind of let it slip. Just the nature of the injury, perhaps, to Darnell and the recovery time.
That's coming up at 5 o'clock next hour. Within the next 15 minutes, we're going to get a chance to talk to a dog for life. Aaron Murray's going to stop by the show, ESPN Sirius XM analyst. For college football, we'll chop it up with him. But when we come back, some very important numbers about our Falcons. You have to hear them. Coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.